So things like that started coming to our ears. Baba didn't want us to know at the time, but afterwards it started coming to our ears, you know. We can't go and say, Baba, why did you do that? Why didn't you tell me? Like somebody else who had a dream right after Baba adopted body, said, go to Mirzapur and tell them such and our first message. It seems indirect, but to me it's direct. Because if we had that experience, it would seem like, because we love Baba, you know, it projects. But a perfect stranger. It was soon after Baba dropped his body, we were here, and I see on that bench, green bench under the neem tree, I see two strangers sitting. I mean, it's just not done in Mirzapur. It just doesn't happen. Men, which gate is it coming from? It was so strict in those days in any case. And so I quickly ran over before Mara could come on the porch. And I said, excuse me, he says, I said, yes, where did you come from? He said, no. I said, I saw Baba 25 years ago, before that. But I haven't seen him since. And then I had a dream of him. And he said, go and tell them some very, very encouraging message. I don't know word for word. Not to worry, I'm with them, be happy, something. And now at just about the same time, we had received a calendar. For no reason, we had received a calendar from someone saying, a picture of Jesus partly, and the words, mainly the words, prominent, I will come again and gather you unto myself for some message. Little by little, this kind of experience, that is what we first started receiving, you know, messages from Baba through the ones we hadn't seen before or hadn't known before. What happened?
And receive you unto me. I will come again and
receive you unto me. Receive you is much better than carry. Receive you.